Welcome to you all. It's lovely to see you all. If you'd like invitations to services like this, please would you fill one of these cards in before you go. Give us your email address and we can send it to you. If you just give us your post address, we'll post something to you. But it saves us having to leaflet the whole district, and very helpful. And we won't give it to anyone else, we promise. So this year, looking back, we saw Edward Snowden reveal that America's been collecting information on people all around the world. And apparently that surveillance has been very far-reaching, not just ordinary folks, but lots of senior world leaders have had their phone calls listened to, their emails read, and goodness knows what else, spied upon and recorded. And America's not alone in this. Apparently they've also been working with other governments around the world, including our own, looking into what we say, what we do, and who we are. I thought that was pretty bad until I heard that it's been going on for much, much longer than any of us realised. And that invasion into all of our privacy has been taking place unknown to us. And it's a considerable concern. It's not just Uncle Sam to blame, but somebody else who we know far less about. And he sees us whilst we're sleeping. He knows if you're awake. He knows if you've been good or bad. So you'd better be good, for goodness sake. Yes, the all-powerful Santa Claus is making a list, and he's checking it twice, and he's going to find out who's been naughty or nice. For many people, God's a bit like that. God's a big brother figure who uses tremendous powers of surveillance, and he then makes a list of who's naughty and who's nice. And then come the big day, we find out if we get a nice present or coal. Not in a sack, but burning coal. So listen afresh to the message of Christmas. And it tells us that this is not what God is like. God doesn't use tremendous powers of surveillance to check up on us. God becomes one of us in a tiny baby. God becomes made of flesh and dwells among us. And this is something that God did all of those Christmases ago. Now, some people believe that after that, Jesus, God, just left, went back to his own planet. Christmas reminds us that God is still present with us. That name given to Jesus, Emmanuel, means God with us. Not God was with us, but God is with us. Now, tonight, as we sang that beautiful carol before, God with us, he feels our sadness, he shares our gladness. These words seek to confess that, to convey the message that God doesn't spy on us. He walks with us. He offers to share our highs and our lows, rejoicing in our joys and helping us to bear our sorrows. And that's what the Christian life is really all about. Learning to walk with God beside us. So this Christmas, may we all seek to make room in our hearts for the God who came down from heaven, who is God and Lord of all, and who offers to share with us life's journey. Amen.